You contend, among many things, that Christianity hasn't always met its own standard of inclusiveness and love when it comes to racism and segregation in this country.
The central argument of the book is that Christianity, the Christian faith, calls us to a life together, a life of joining that we as Christians have not quite been able to live up to, not because of the kind of weakness of will, but of a deep, what I call diseased social imagination that shaped us to think about life together in very distorted ways. And so what I do in the book is to, in a sense, outline the parts, the fragments of what together created this problem for us.
As you state in the book, this really goes back to colonial times, goes back generations in this country.
Absolutely. The problem for us began with a deep mistake within the Christian faith, a poor way of seeing that took hold of us. Christianity began and is a faith that grew out of Judaism, grew out of Jewish belief in God, and Christians are those who have been, in a fundamental way, brought inside the story of another people, the story of Israel. We were at the margins, as it were, and been brought into, by our belief in Jesus, into a story that was not our own. At a certain point in time, we're not sure when or how, Christians got tired of having that position of having been those on the outside and began to see themselves as those who were first on the inside. We imagined ourselves, the term for this is Gentile. We imagined ourselves no longer as the Gentiles brought into and made a part of the people of God. We imagined ourselves as the people of God and Jewish people, Israel, as the Gentiles, as those on the margins, on the outside. We had the truth, and Israel needed to learn the truth from us. This began a long history of Gentile hubris and pride, very poor ways of understanding what it meant to be a part of another people.
What are some of the things that you say need to be done in order to heal some of these divides?
From the Christian perspective, in terms of what Christians should do, is that we should be the people who lead the way in wanting to have people join, to come together. We are people who ought to care very much about the earth and about neighborhoods, and so the way we imagine our lives should be based on a very serious intentionality to be with other people very different from ourselves as a part of our calling, part of our very identity as Christians.
Dr. Jennings, thank you so much for your time today, and again, congratulations on your Graumeier Award.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.